fun times here at the NovaCare Complex. Nobody I enjoy having fun with more than the great Merrill Reese to my left. We are talking Eagles football, and it has been quite a first week of free agency, Merrill.
It really has been all over the NFL, Dave, and I like the fact that the Eagles have made some news. They have brought in some players who are very, very interesting. It seems as if, at the very least, they have upgraded the safety position, and they have bolstered special teams, which is very important.
And they've added a cornerback in Nolan Carroll, and of course, the player that everyone among the fans is really, really talking about is Darren Sproles, who brings those kind of versatile capabilities to an offense that is going to be, I think, a little bit more creative this year and have a lot more fun.
Well, the Darren Sproles that most of us remembered wore the lightning bolts on his shoulders and then, of course, played for the Saints. But he was an electric player, a guy who could break open a game in an instant. So that's fun to have him as part of all of this. We'll see at which stage he is in his career. But if he's the Darren Sproles even of last year, the guy who broke the Eagles back in the playoff game with that final kickoff return, that's a big plus for this team.
And you're talking about, we are not looking at a running back who's going to come in here and carry the ball 12 times a game.
No.
He's going to get some catches. They're going to use him in space. They're going to move him around the formation and create some great matchups. And that's what this whole offense is predicated upon. Space, speed, quickness, and then Nick Foles making the right read.
Well, what they've done is they've taken a very good football team that shocked a lot of people and went 10-6 and won the NFC East and went to the playoffs, and they're upgrading them in a lot of important areas. And we haven't even had the draft yet, and this free agency period isn't over.
Right.
So I am very encouraged by what they've done this
week.
And
that's really the key point here, Merrill. Fans, me, we all have a lot of fun with this. We kind of get emotional during free agency, day one, two, three. But it's a long process to put this roster together. As you look at it now, Merrill, and you have Riley Cooper back and Jeremy Maclin back and the offensive line intact and Darren Sproles added to the offense and Carroll and Malcolm Jenkins to the defense, special teams upgraded, what would you like to see the Eagles accomplish position-wise between now and the end of July?
Well, I think the one area that they haven't really addressed yet is the edge rusher, that outside pass rusher who could put the quarterback in peril every time he goes back to pass. I think that's the one area we think about. I think that at some point they could still, maybe through the draft, add to the wide receiver core. That's another one. But I think when I look at my football education that took place over the past 100 years of doing the games, the area that I've changed the most in, that as a very young broadcaster, I would be off the seat with the big names. When I hear a big name is coming this way, I say, oh, yes. But then we saw Javon Kearse when he wasn't really Javon Kearse. We saw other players. Look, James Lofton's a Hall of Fame receiver. But by the time he came here, mm-hmm. he wasn't that
Roy
James
Green,
Lofton.
Right, all of those
Roy
players,
Green,
right.
Art Monk.
Yeah.
If the Eagles had had all of them in their prime, there'd be more than a couple of Super Bowl trophies.
And let's face it, you build through the draft. This is what the NFL is all about.
Yes.
You build your roster, you develop those players, and you try to retain those players, which the Eagles have done very nicely through the years. And then this year, retaining Kelsey, keeping him long-term, and Cooper, and Jason Peters for the long haul as well. We have not talked much at all this offseason about backup quarterback. Your thoughts on that position?
Very interesting. As of this moment, we're not 100% sure that Michael Vick won't be back because he hasn't signed someplace else. Although I would hope, because I'm a Michael Vick fan, that a team like the Jets or the Raiders gives him a chance to come in and compete for a starting job, because I like him, I respect him, and I hope he has one more shot to do that. I know the enormous talent that he is. Matt Barkley grew throughout the season. His arm strength increased. He was further and further removed from the shoulder injury that hurt him in his senior year at Southern Cal. But we'll see. We'll see. But I would not be surprised to see the Eagles at some point bring in a veteran quarterback to compete for that number two job.
Well, we've got a lot of time for that to happen. In the meantime, the Eagles making moves every day here in the early portion of free agency. Merrill, we thank you for stopping by,
as always.
And thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Who knows what tomorrow will bring.